This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:06 a.m. on Thursday, the 17th of March. I'm Shazana Mokhtar in studio today with Tan Chen Lee and Wong Xiao Ning. It's looking quite foggy outside our studio windows here, so if it's raining out there, we hope you stay safe on the road. As always, at this time of day, let's recap how global markets closed yesterday.
In U.S., Dow was up 1.6%, S&P 500 up 2.2%, Nasdaq up 3.7%. Asian markets actually quite happening there. Nikkei up 1.6%, Hang Seng up 9%, and Shanghai Composite up 3.5%, STI up 1.7%, FBM KLCI up 0.9%.
So I think we can see that the Asian markets are really rallying on the back of some news coming out of China. The fact that Chinese authorities are going to intervene to kind of support the market after this historic route that we've seen over the past few days.
So basically, they came out with a statement with very positive market measures, one of which is that they're going to emphasize financial stability. They're not going to go after the technology companies. So as a result, all US-China listed stocks actually soared the most. In fact, Nasdaq Golden Dragon jumped 33% on Wednesday.
All right. Well, not only are we seeing announcements coming out of China, but we also saw the Fed make an announcement yesterday about the raising of rates. So joining us for some thoughts on where markets are headed, we have on the line Tony Nash, the CEO of Complete Intelligence. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. So let's talk about the Fed announcement. After much anticipation, the Fed has finally increased rates for the first time since 2018 by 25 bips. They also signaled six more hikes for this year. So markets seemed really relieved. We see the green rally across U.S. markets, but has this truly been priced in?
Well, I think people feared worse, but what you need to know is they raised by 25, but it was a range of 25 to 50. So there will be movement in that range over time.
Okay, but the Fed's also said that they will be starting to shrink its U.S. $8.9 trillion balance sheet. Do you think that's going to shape markets more than the hikes which have been talked about a lot?
Yeah, I think the shrinking the balance sheet will have a big impact on the available currency in the market. Inflation is already killing available money. It's eating people's purchasing capability. But shrinking the balance sheet takes money out of circulation. And so that will make the economy feel tighter.
The U.S. PPI number jumped 10%, while the New York State Manufacturing Index recorded a steep drop in economic activity. Are we looking at possible stagflationary signs in the U.S. economy?
Yeah, I think stagflation is a real worry. With the labor market where it is, with elevated salaries, with inflation at 10% of CPI there, or the PPI there, sorry, and with manufacturing sluggish, really, supply chains are hurting manufacturing still, and that's hurting available inventory. So we are really looking at a stagflationary environment.
And Tony, oil prices have been on a roller coaster from a peak of $130 to below $100 a barrel now. Can you give us some insight into the current supply-demand dynamics underpinning these price levels?
Yeah, obviously things are tight with the embargoes on Russia, not necessarily as tight in EMs as crude is being sold in India and China and other places, but it's certainly tight in Western markets, and we don't necessarily see that alleviating anytime soon.
And just curious, right, about the Russian bond situation. Do you see that deteriorating, perhaps, and even the ruble coming under increasing pressure? It's already down more than 40%.
Yeah, I mean, the ruble depreciated just a little bit, but the debt issue is a real problem, and I think that's going to get worse before it gets better.
But will there be a contagion effect on global markets if the Russian bonds actually default?
There would be. You're already seeing impact on European banks, which are the banks that own the most Russian debt. So we've seen a lot of pressure there, but some of that's been alleviated in recent days. But still, that real debt pressure is there, mostly for European banks.
Tony, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence, giving us some quick takes on some of the trends that are affecting markets, from the Fed raising of rates to what's going to happen to Russian bonds, whether they'll be able to make those payments.
Yeah, but staying on the topic of the Fed, I think the 25 bips was pretty much anticipated. It was probably priced in. But what I find interesting is that they're continuing on their policy normalization, which is 6 rate hikes for the rest of the meetings this year. And they're also launching a campaign to tackle the fastest inflation in 4 decades, even though I think there are concerns that global growth might be slowing down as a result of this Ukraine-Russian war, not helped by the fact that China is actually, some key cities like Shenzhen and Shanghai are in lockdown, so clearly impacting the global supply chain.
And the Fed also said that they're going to allow their $8.9 trillion balance sheet to shrink at the coming meeting, and but they didn't elaborate more about this.
Yeah, the question is, can they engineer a soft landing to the world's economy? Because you always have this concern that the Fed will over-tighten. And when they over-tighten, that might cause global markets to kind of crash. It's a very delicate balance because inflation is extremely high. It's probably going to come in above 8% at the next reading.
Yes, CPI is about, I think the last one was 7.9%. In terms of inflation, Fed actually have a projection on it, and it's 4.3% this year, which is still coming down to 2.3% in 2024.
I think this 4.3% is a bit like Malaysia's CPI official figure of 2.5%. If you tell anybody that, they'll start laughing.
Yeah, I think this is an inflation number, not the CPI number, though.
No, I know, but that's, you know, you have official numbers and unofficial numbers, right?
That's right.
But other, I think, interesting news is coming out of China, because we mentioned earlier the Nasdaq Golden Dragon Index hit a high of, actually went up 33% closing. And even Hang Seng yesterday closed up 9%. That's a whopper jump on a one-day basis. And that's very much driven by the fact that China came up with some key announcements to keep the markets going. And this was after a top financial policy committee led by Vice President Liu He, who's the top economic official. So he made some promises: stabilize battered financial markets, ease a regulatory crackdown, support property and technology companies while stimulating the economy.
But a lot of investors are also wondering, like, are they just words? What exactly are they going to do? You know, they need more than just words. They need more action.
Well, yeah, but you know, you just want to say this to calm markets down. And it's not the first time he's done it. You heard in 2008, this exact official said the same things. It wasn't really followed by a lot of action, but it's a signal to the markets that maybe they will ease off in terms of any crackdowns, which they did last year, especially for the technology companies, gaming companies, healthcare companies, education companies, when China pursued this common prosperity model. So I think they're signaling, okay, we're done with what we want. So you investors, maybe you don't have to worry so much about policy risk.
I think, yeah. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see whether this will actually put an end to the rout. This could just be the calm before the storm, as some analysts say.
Yeah, but they actually address all the 5 major issues that's actually plaguing the market. They want to keep the stock market stable. Tech crackdown will be nearing an end, which they said already. Which they said, resolve property risk, support overseas listings, and also goods on U.S. goods dialogue on ADRs. So these are the things that have been plaguing investors, and they try to address all these concerns.
We will be asking Brock Silvers these exact questions. He's the chief investment officer of Kyan Capital. So do tune in at 9:15. Maybe he might give us an indication of what to buy actually in regards to anything China related.
All right. Well, it's 7:14 in the morning. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.